This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
All right, lots to get to here in hour number two, so we're going to hop to it. Steve Alstrom in for Scott today, and I will be back tomorrow as well, as Scotty's taking care of some work-related things that he needs to do. The experimentarians are among us, friends, and they are saying things like, hey, I've got an idea. Let's see if the American people would actually believe that man-made activity is going to cause the weather to kill all of us. And so they try these experiments. And good patriots like you and me, we stand for the flag, and we need to remember that Flag Day is coming up here just a couple days, Wednesday, and we are having the Flag Day party to end all Flag Day parties. Coming up Wednesday, 11 to 2, right here at the Flag Studios parking lot next to Thunder Road, we've got food trucks, law enforcement, active military, and first responders eat free. Games to go, we'll have the games going, the bouncy houses and all that good stuff. We're going to give away a flagpole from U.S. Flagpole
nice.
Guy Jim.
That's a gift right there.
And we're going to be doing a straw poll. Who is your pick for the Republican side of things on the presidential campaign? So all of that's going to be going on Friday. You will not want to miss it. And it's brought to you by Freedom Matters USA, Hanson Runsbold Funeral Home, Fargo Air Museum, Thunder Road, Games to Go, and AM 1100 The Flag, 92.3 FM. Want to say thank you as well to our good friends in Tioga at AM 1090 KTGO.
Yeah, come on over.
FM 92.7.
Wednesday.
Heck
join
yes.
Join the party. We'd love to have you in the east side of the state.
Darn right. First person that comes from KTGO land and finds me on Wednesday, I'm buying them lunch, too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
nice.
Because that should absolutely be done. So come hang out with us on Wednesday. It's going to be a good time. If you are traveling away from home and you can't catch us on the radio, the app is the perfect way to do it. Just go to the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store and download the Flag app, AM 1090 KTGO or AM 1100 The Flag, and you'll be able to listen to us. Crystal clear quality, no matter where you are in the world. You could be in Guam listening to Kevin and Alex on the Need to Know Morning Show or Scotty on What's on Your Mind. The app is free. It's easy to use, and I actually listen to that way more than I do at terrestrial radio anymore, except when I'm in the car. Then the radio's king. So make sure you get the app, and you will always have us with you wherever you go. Also, remember that the website, am1100theflag.com, is there with all the latest headlines, news updates, weather information from Dean and Justin. And if you miss a show, you can catch all the archives there as well. So get that on your phone or on your browser, and make sure you're keeping up to date with the latest and greatest on everything. AM1100theflag.com. Our phone number, 701-271-1100. Email today, steve@flagfamily.com. Probably the best way to do that. The text line, 701-237-1590. One text just came in. I don't agree. Biden's a moderate. He probably used to be years ago, but not now with the extreme liberal programs he supports, like drag queens, abortion, educating children on racism and transgender lifestyles, and so forth. Text ends with, God bless the flag, baby. Yeah, you bet. So appreciate that very much. All right. Typically, I would give you some news headlines to start out the show at 8:35, but we got right into things with Kelly Armstrong today. So let me hit a handful of headlines that I think you will want to know here as you are rocking and rolling today. Federal Reserve meets this week to decide if it will raise interest rates again. The Fed has indicated it might take a pause in rate hikes this month to assess more data and see if the previous increases have been working to tame inflation. If they back off, it would snap a streak of 10 consecutive hikes or raise the central bank's benchmark. to its highest level in more than 15 years. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum kicks off a $3 million ad buy this week in Iowa and New Hampshire after campaigning in those two states over the weekend. He made an appearance on CBS News' Face the Nation yesterday, said he had only two campaign promises, that he would visit the southern border in his first 2 weeks in office, and that upon leaving, he would handle classified documents as mandated by law. Forbes is reporting this morning that the remaining Fargo-Moorhead Taco John's restaurants are all closing. They're either closed now or they are about to close, and it continues the onslaught on restaurants. I don't know. It's getting tougher and tougher to find places. There's still a lot of restaurants out there, no doubt about that. But the Taco John's restaurants are going the way of the Edsel. KNSI Radio in St. Cloud reports Minnesota unemployment insurance claims have spiked after a law change. This is interesting, and I had not heard this, but Minnesota had a 97% increase in unemployment claims last week compared to the week before. Why? Well, non-instructional educational staff within the school system are now eligible for unemployment insurance in the summer when school is out of session. These are lunch servers, maintenance workers in K-12 school districts and colleges. And so you can expect those claims are going to be high for a while due to that new law. There's plenty of money to be going around for everybody, but it's coming out of your pocket to start with. Just remember that. So I thought that was interesting as well. And finish with a little sports note here. Twins blow a 6-1 lead to the Blue Jays, and they could have swept Toronto in Toronto, but not able to get that done. Okay. We are now at the point of the program where I'm going to give you the presidential power poll. And this is the percent chance in my mind that the candidates that have declared will win the 2024 presidential election. Now, listen to me when I explain how I'm doing this. I am telling you what I think the percent chance is that they win. I'm not telling you who I like or who should win. I'm telling you what I think is going to happen, what the actual chances are. Okay, so I've got seven people on this list. Here we go. Topping the list, unfortunately, is Joe Biden. I have him at a 29% chance to win the presidency. I still think he's going to somehow, some way be there. And whoever the Democrat candidate is going to have a lot of ammunition behind him and probably a few shenanigans. I have Donald Trump second at 27%, so 2% behind Joe Biden. I think he finds a way to get to November 2024 as well. And until someone can knock him off, he is the king of the pile on the Republican side. In third place, I have Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, kind of the popular, the darling of the Republican Party. I have him at 23%, so 29, 27, I have DeSantis at 23. I think he gives you Trumpism without the Trump, and I think he gives you a lot of what the former president gave you without as much chaos, and I think there are a lot of people that are looking for something a little different. I think Ron DeSantis has a real shot. I have Gavin Newsom in fourth place at 16%. Because if Biden doesn't make it to November, which is very possible, Newsom, to me, feels like the guy that the Dems are going to rally around. I have Doug Burgum in fifth place at 3%. Maybe I'm just a homer here, but I like Doug a lot. I think if he can get some stage time, I think people will say there's something I like about him. I have Vivek Ramaswamy at 1%, and I have RFK Jr. at 1%, definite long shots, but there you go. I want to give Tim Scott and Nikki Haley one because I think there's something to their candidacies, but I just can't. I don't think they have a lane. So that's my presidential power pool. Kev, am I on something or am I on to something here?
I would put Vivek above Burgum just because he's been out there longer and he's got a little head start on him. But yeah, I think, you know, it's as good as any picks, you know, who knows? That's why I got lots of popcorn ready. Cause this is just going to be this is a show like we've never seen. Mm-hmm. And it'll be on both sides of this.
Mm-hmm.
Cause unlike our guest earlier, there is no way, in my opinion, that Biden is the guy they're going to put on the field to, you know, as a, that's not a winner. In any world, does the DNC put that team up again? Against who, and look at the bench that the Republicans are coming up with.
Yep.
I mean, even if it's not Trump.
Yep. There's a lot of people
here
I could get excited about.
I'm saying, and not so much on the other side. Newsom, maybe? This is going to be unprecedented, as they say, as far as the process goes.
I would take all these Republicans over what we had in Mitt Romney when he ran.
Yeah, right?
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Yep.
It's going to be really interesting. I don't know, Kevin. Everybody on the Democrat side right now, they continue to pound the table saying Joe Biden is our guy. Gavin Newsom said it. Amy Klobuchar said it.
Deny. They'll keep saying it until he drops.
Okay, but at some point, if they thought, okay, he might not be the guy, you'd hear people hedging a little bit. Nobody's hedging.
Oh, I think they
are. Democrat side.
Oh, you think so? Oh, here and there they are. Yeah, okay. I thought the bus was ready to. They were fully going to throw him under with the last round of document stuff, but.
Are you starting that now?
I don't know how you. Well, all eyes are on Trump, but I don't know how you put that team on the field. I don't know. I didn't expect to win anything.
He looks like he died 3 years ago. He does. He's not a functioning human being anymore. They need to put him out to pasture. I just don't know if they will. All right, coming up next on What's on Your Mind, I had a chance to check out a brand new $60 million event venue. And I'm telling you, this place has got to be on your summer travel list. I'll tell you about it next on What's on Your Mind.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Emailer says, did we get rid of Scott? No. No. Scotty is the man. I'm just sitting in the chair for him today and tomorrow. It's a good reminder that I need to keep saying that. I feel like I've said that like five times already, but Got people jump in and out. So my apologies on that. Yeah, Scott Hanna just doing some things for the station here the next couple of days. So I'm sitting in for him today and tomorrow. 701-271-1100. And you are always welcome to be part of the program here. Matt in Watertown is with us. And Matt wants to make a comment on the Minnesota employment number we just talked about. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Steve. It's interesting. I read the article reprinted in the forum from when Governor Waltz signed that bill, making effective the expansion of those unemployment benefits for the seasonal workers. So the way they describe the intent of the bill is it bridges the gap while they seek employment during the summertime, but I think they had quotes from two people who had testified in support of the bill. Both of them explicitly said this would allow them to stay home with their family during the summertime. The intent of the bill was to bridge a gap, but the quotes they used from the people testifying was they are explicitly not going to be looking for work. They are going to be just hanging it out the rest of the summer.
Now, I tell you, nobody incentivizes...
Totally predictable, but...
Yes, nobody incentivizes staying home and playing video games like Minnesota Democrats. They just don't. It is in their DNA. They think work is evil. And to labor and get your hands dirty, it's amazing to me how we've gotten to where we've gotten. Matt, thank you very much for giving us a call. We appreciate that very much. Hey, I want you to know, friend, that PetroServe USA has got some great June specials going on right now. And they have weekly specials, so every day there's something new. And today it's any fresh baked muffin for just 99 cents. Tomorrow, Double Stamp Tuesday, get your Lucky 7 club card stamped twice. So you got that to look forward to coming up tomorrow. That's PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. It is 10:22 here on the What's On Your Mind show. Steve Hallstrom in for Scott Hanna today. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win an Amazon Echo Dot, that little thing that says, you say, hey, Alexa, play this or dim my lights or wake me up at 6 o'clock. And you are going to get a chance to win that game. We're going to need some competitors, some contestants on that one. So I've got five quotes from the news cycle that I saw over the weekend. And I wrote them down because I thought they were very interesting. And your job is going to be to try to guess three of the five. And I'm going to give you multiple choice, but you're going to have to figure out of these five quotes, you got to get three of them right. Who said it? And I'm going to give you three different people, and you're going to have to guess which one said it. And if you get it right, you're going to get one of these.
That's right, I said it.
Mm-hmm. If you do not get it right, you're going to get one of these.
You are fake news.
Exactly. So we're going to have a little fun
coming up in
just a little bit. We are attempting to connect with our good friend Chris Kubel. There we go. All right. I didn't hear that, Daniel. Thank you very much. Chris Kubel is with us, and Chris is the McKenzie County Ag Expo director. New venue opening this week in Watford City. It's a $60 million facility. 212 acres of land, 112,000 square foot main building, 2,300 seat grandstand. I got a chance to see the whole thing, and it is unbelievable. This looks like something you might find in a major metropolitan area. It's really cool, and Chris has been good enough to take a couple minutes to talk about it with us. He's got a few things going on, so we appreciate his time. Chris, how are things out in Watford City this morning?
I tell you what, it's fair week. You can't get any better than this right now.
Oh, no kidding. I bet the food trucks are rolling in and all the attractions are starting to come in and get set up. It's got to be a ton of fun.
You bet. Yeah, we just got word the carnival's leaving Gillette here in an hour and a half heading this way. We've got the food trucks coming today. We've got 4-H'ers coming today. Open class will start showing up tomorrow. It's fair week here. It's super exciting. Lots going on, and I just can't, with an introduction like you just gave me, I don't even know what you need to talk to me for.
You got her all souped
up and ready to rock and roll here.
Yeah, well, it's so fun to be part of anything new, and I've had the chance to do it with a new building here. You're doing it out there. Tell me what this facility means to Watford City and McKenzie County.
I tell you what we can do out here, people will be able to see that starting Wednesday. What we can do out here is untouchable within a few state region. Or just to give you an example, our cattle are going to be, for our 4-H'ers, are going to be inside all week and in air conditioned. The sheep, pigs, goats, once they come in, they're staying in an AC all weekend long. They're not out in the heat anymore. They're washed inside. They show inside. The sale's inside. All our exhibitors are inside. Granted, we still go outside for our evening shows, but we got a 2,300-seat covered grandstands with a brand-new arena. It's just what we can do here now is awesome. And the county commissioners, the people in McKenzie County, I mean, just the forward think on this facility is awesome.
So
what
this
we
is...
can do here is unbelievable with the Rough Rider Center, what Western North. If you've been to McKenzie County for a while, need to come check out what's happening out here.
Yeah, you make a good point. With the Rough Rider Center, which is, again, something like it should be in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, in the Twin Cities or something, but we're glad it's not, right? We're glad it's not. But it's really two world-class facilities in the community, no doubt about that. Chris, it's a $60 million building, if you probably don't count a couple of pennies that came in late in the process. But I know you guys held really strict and tight to that budget, and the contractor came in, what did I hear, early and under budget. So it was done right, and it was managed well. But how did you get the money to pay for the $60 million project?
So all this money is done through oil income taxes. So without, if it wasn't for the oil out here, we wouldn't have this facility. But also without the people that have on board and pushed for this, I mean, it's just, once you see it, it's amazing. It's just flat amazing.
Yeah, I can tell you that from firsthand experience. I love the grandstand area. That's really cool. It's got a covered top there, and it's going to be a perfect venue for truck pulls, rodeos, anything like that. You're going to be able to have a really great facility. We talked about inside, 112,000 square feet, but outside, that grandstand's the real deal too.
Oh, you bet. We've already got the National Truck and Tractor Pull is scheduled to come up here next year. So the ones you see on TV out of, you know, they travel from Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois, they're coming up all the way out here. Indoors, we've got a couple meetings coming up here in the next week about having some national livestock shows. We're starting hitting the register on some of these larger rodeos, you know, starting in these PRCAs, maybe possibly get a PBR out here.
Ooh.
It's like I said, we're starting to hit nationally now. The word's getting out there. A couple of bright people have seen the place, and the ball's rolling downhill, and it's rolling fast now.
Well, you had me at hello, but when you said PBR, now you've got me hooked. So, Chris, we love it. What's the website there if people want to check it out?
MCAgExpo.com.
MCAgExpo.com. Chris, all the best. I'm going to be out there on Friday. I'll see you then, my friend.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
You got it. All right, coming up next. That's right. You got to guess who said it.
That's right. I said it.
All right. Your chance to win an Amazon Echo Dot. We need some contestants. Call 271-1100 right now. Get in the game.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. One of the biggest interstates in the USA is out of action through one of the country's largest cities. A tanker truck exploded, burning down a piece of Interstate 95 going right through Philadelphia.
I came outside, I smelled smoke. It smelled like gasoline, actually.
That man lives near the piece of I-95 that collapsed thanks to the searing heat from the burning tanker on the road right below. They're gearing up for any possibility at the federal courthouse in Miami ahead of tomorrow's scheduled arrival of former President Trump to be arraigned on 37 charges related to classified documents found at his home in Palm Beach, Florida. He was a cruise ship singer, a real estate mogul, a media tycoon, then three times the Prime Minister of Italy. Along the way, Silvio Berlusconi put his foot in his mouth countless times. His lawyer confirms that Berlusconi has died at age 86. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
MyPillow.com, that's the place to go. Promo code Scott. The sandals now are down to $19.98. I'm telling you, if you are someone who likes to be out at the beach, at the lake, maybe even just going around the yard, getting some things taken care of, watering the plants in the morning, whatever, MyPillow sandals now as low as $19.98. Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one, get one free. The deals are crazy. If you know somebody who is expecting a baby coming up sometime soon, got a mama-to-be, I guarantee you the best gift you could give her would be, and you got to give it early. You can say, here's the baby gift, but I'm giving it to you early. It's the body pillow. Because, as you know, mama needs to kind of just kind of lay a certain way in bed to get some rest. And that body pillow is the bomb, absolute bomb. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and support a good patriot as well in Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you all the deals, promo code Scott. Okay, so we're going to have a little fun here, play a little game, and I'm calling it That's Right, I Said It, after in honor of the great one, Mark Levin.
That's right, I said it!
So we've got five quotes here today.
It just makes me laugh.
And here's kind of how it's going to go. So I might say, okay, here's the first, there's five of these quotes, and you get to play, and you, if you can get three of the five, you get the Amazon Echo Dot.
So name who said it.
Name who said it. So I'm going to say something like, who said this? We've got a great Ag Expo in McKenzie County, and everybody should come here. Was it A, Steve Hallstrom, B, Kevin Flynn, or C, Chris Kubel? You would want to say, well, C, Chris Kubel. You just
he
had
just
him
said
on.
It. Yeah,
yeah, he just had, that's right, he said
that's
it.
That's right, I
he,
said it.
He did, yes. And so then you would have one win in your pot. You need to get three wins out of the five questions. And if you are the second in line, so Randy's going to be number one, Carol number two, and then we have a couple more coming in after that. So take notes on if someone before you gets one right, because it's a freebie for you. And sooner or later, by process of elimination, you're going to get it. So, okay, are we ready? Let's rock and roll here. All right. Randy from Fargo's on this morning. Randy, good morning. Randy, can you hear me?
Good to hear you back.
Oh, hey, buddy. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. Great to have you on the program, and you, sir, could be the first big winner, and that's right, I said it. So here we go. Randy, here's the first quote. When asked about Joe Biden and if he has the cognitive ability to serve another term as president, this person said, quote, absolutely, I have conversations with him all the time. Yes, and I'll tell you what, I'm dead serious. When I've talked to him, when he's been overseas on Marine One and Air Force One, I've been in the limo with him, I've seen no issues. Was it A, California Governor Gavin Newsom, B, New York Senator Chuck Schumer, or C, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar? Randy, what do you think?
A. That's right, I said.
He did. That's exactly what he said. Good job. One for one. You need to get two of the next four right, and you are the big winner. Quote number two. When asked about the indictment against former President Trump involving classified documents, this person said, quote, "These allegations are serious and, if proven, would be consistent with his other actions offensive to the national interest, like withholding defensive weapons for Ukraine and failing to defend the Capitol from violent attack." Was it A, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, B, Fox News commentator Juan Williams, or C, Vice President Kamala Harris?
A. That's right, I said.
He's two for two. That's right, Mitt Romney.
I guarantee you, Harris didn't say that. That's way too deep for her.
Yeah, well, probably a good point there. All right. Question number three. Randy, you only need to get one more right here, and hopefully Carol is on the line, is taking notes in case you don't. All right, on the day of Doug Burgum's announcement that he's running for president, this person said, quote, "If you don't know anything about Doug Burgum, know this. He's extremely competitive. He's got some of the top people out of D.C. to help him on the organizational side. People think he might be trying to maneuver himself into a cabinet position or a high-level federal office. Forget it. He's in it to win it, I guarantee." Was it A, former North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, B, West Fargo State Representative Austin Schauer, or C, North Dakota Republican Party Chairman Perry Schaefer?
Ooh. I would say A.
You are fake news.
Oh, no, Randy. A? You were so close. It was not Brent Sanford, although that's a very good guess. Randy, appreciate you calling and playing the game today. Good work. You did really well. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening to the show. All right. Next, yeah, thanks, Randy. Next up is Carol in Fargo. Good morning, Carol. How are you? Carol, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. Carol, have you been listening to the game? You kind of know how we're doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first quote, when asked about Joe Biden and the cognitive ability to serve, he said, "I'm dead serious. I've talked to him. I have conversations with him all the time when he's been overseas on Marine One and Air Force One. I've been in the limo with him. I've seen no issues." Was it Gavin Newsom, Chuck Schumer, or Amy Klobuchar?
Gavin Newsom.
Okay, there we go. One
for
one.
That's right, I said it.
All right, number two, when asked about the indictment against former President Trump with the classified documents, this person said these allegations are serious, and if proven, would be consistent with his other actions offensive to the national interest, like withholding defensive weapons from Ukraine and failing to defend the Capitol from violent attack. Was it Utah Senator Mitt Romney, Fox News commentator Juan Williams, or Vice President Kamala Harris?
Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
That's
sure
right,
was.
I said it.
All right, number three, and this is the one that tripped up Randy a minute ago. On the day of Doug Burgum's announcement he's running for president, this person said, quote, "If you don't know anything about Doug Burgum, know this. He's extremely competitive. He's got some of the top people out of D.C. to help him on the organizational side. People think he might be trying to maneuver himself into a cabinet position or high-level federal office. Forget it. He's in it to win it, I guarantee." Was it former North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, West Fargo State Representative Austin Schauer, or North Dakota Republican Party Chair Perry Schaefer?
Perry Schaefer.
You are fake news.
Oh, Carol. No, it's not. And so, with that, 271.
That whole thing.
Yes. Oh, you listened well. You did a good job of doing your homework there, Carol. And you got the first two because you were paying good attention. And you had a 50-50 shot if you were listening and you guessed the wrong one. But very good guess. And we appreciate you calling today. Thanks, Carol, for listening to the program, and thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks a lot, Carol. All right, Jim on line two. Nope, Jim just dropped off. That means A line is open for you right now, and if you're listening, you are going to win this contest because by process of elimination, 701-271-1100, but we have to have one more person since Jim fell off. 271-1100, I would call right now if I were you because your chance to win an Amazon Echo Dot if you've been paying attention along the way. Here we go. Yeah, the quote about from Gavin Newsom, I think is really interesting, and I heard another part of that interview, Kevin, and it's going to be on Hannity coming up, I think, tonight, is that Newsom seemed very believable when he said, Donald Trump was great to us in California during the pandemic. He played no political games, which I think says something for President Trump, and I think it says something for Gavin Newsom as well. I was surprised that anybody who's a Democrat would say anything good. Now, he probably is just playing politics and, you know, wants to sort of seem presidential and I can work across the aisle to get something done. But I was surprised that...
The one, there was a preview out there and he was talking about all the illegal immigrants that are going all over the place. And one of the things, talking about how DeSantis flew plane loads to California because California is clearly a sanctuary state.
Yeah.
And Gab calls it a stunt.
This is a stunt. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic.
I disagree. Stunt. I think he did the right thing. His state's not a sanctuary state.
Heart.
Well, Joe Biden
just wanted to help people.
Will you apply the same standard to Joe Biden? He's flying all these illegal immigrants.
Coordinating them.
Exactly are we coordinating?
I mean, in a way, he's right, but come on. I mean, look at the big picture. Okay, hey, we've got Holly, and like the phone lines all of a sudden just went berserk. So Holly is up next on the program, and Holly is our next contestant on That's Right, I Said It.
That's right, I said it.
Okay, Holly, have you been listening, and you've been kind of hearing what's been going on?
I have.
Okay. All right, Holly. Then you are in wonderful position to win. So the first quote was the one where we talked about, yes, I've had conversations with Joe Biden. He's got the cognitive ability. I've seen him talk to him. No issues. Was it Gavin Newsom, Chuck Schumer, or Amy Klobuchar?
A.
Yep, Gavin
Newsom. That's right, I said it.
Number two, when asked about the indictment against former President Trump, this person said these allegations are serious and if proven would be consistent with his other actions offensive to the national interest. Was that Mitt Romney, Juan Williams, or Kamala Harris?
I'm going to go A again.
Yep.
That's right. I said it.
It was Mitt Romney. Okay, here's the one that has tripped up two people. And if you've been paying attention, you should be able to draw the dots here. On the day of Doug Burgum's announcement that he's running for president, this person said, if you don't know anything about Doug Burgum, know this. He's extremely competitive. He's got some of the top people out of D.C. to help him on the organizational side. People think he might be trying to maneuver himself into a cabinet position or high-level federal office. Forget it. He's in it to win it. I guarantee it. Was it A, former North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, B, West Fargo State Representative Austin Schauer, or C, North Dakota Republican Party Chair Perry Schaefer?
I am going to go with B.
Yes.
That's right. I said it.
Congratulations. Way to go, Holly. Yes, that's right. Yep, that was Austin Schauer on our coverage here on KTGO and the Flag Fargo with the big announcement from Doug Burgum. And I thought it was really well said by Austin Schauer. And I agree with him. Doug Burgum is very competitive, and he's not doing this to win a consolation prize. So, Holly, congratulations. You are the winner of the Amazon Echo Dot.
Awesome.
Come again?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. We appreciate you listening to the...
Great. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you for playing.
And don't go anywhere. Don't hang up because Daniel gets some information and we want to make sure we can get a hold of you. So don't hang up.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to do that. Ben and Jim and Bob and Nancy, thank you for calling. Wish we could have got you in. All right. Coming up here, in a stunning development, not everyone agrees with my presidential power poll. We'll see what the carnage looks like right after this.
The chilly weather is here, whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, one last shot here before top of the hour, and we give way to Charlie Kirk, Steve Alsterman for Scott Hennon today. Scotty is out today and tomorrow taking care of some company business. He'll be back on Wednesday. So you got me today and tomorrow. Coming up on the program, a good friend of mine, Corey Heppel, is going to be in studio with us, a Perham kid, and ran for governor, a very short campaign for governor as an independent in the state of Minnesota. And I thought Corey would be a really interesting guest to talk about what's going on with the parties these days, and in the state of Minnesota especially, you know, what's happening in Minnesota, things that just don't seem to have any common sense are not only getting the light of day, but they're getting passed into law. So we're going to do that tomorrow with Corey. And he's got a new project he's working on, too. It's going to be fun to hear about. So that's coming up tomorrow on the program. A couple of other interesting things as well. We're going to play a little game tomorrow called Truth or Trash. I just like playing these little games where I'm going to tell you something, and we're going to go around the horn here and say if it's true or if it's trash, and have a good time with that. So that's coming up tomorrow on the program. Some other guests as well. Okay, so a number of texts and emails have come in, a couple of them commenting on Steve's presidential power poll. Emailer Hannah said, Steve, you've got to be out of your mind. It is going to be Trump, and everybody else is in second place. Okay, so Hannah, here's the thing. I get it. That's how you feel, and that's what you want to have happen. If Donald Trump is our next president, I'd be very happy with that happening. I have another candidate that I support in the primary process. I'm a DeSantis guy. But if Donald Trump gets in office again, I think that he would do a very good job. I'm a little concerned that it would be 4 years of him just going after everybody all the time and trying to get payback on people. So I am concerned about that. I just don't think that you can look at this objectively and say Donald Trump is the only person that can win the presidency. Certainly not. Whoever the Democrat candidate is, I think has to be the front runner just because they have shown that they have ways to, quote unquote, get things done. Now, I'm not saying it's right, but there's a lot of people that will fall for the advertising because whoever the Republican is, they're going to talk about abortion. They're going to talk about social issues. They're going to push grandma off the cliff. They do this all the time, and they're really good at it. And there's a lot of low-information voters that just vote for people that they like. And if the Democrats can paint the Republican as unlikable, then they're gonna have a great shot to win. I hope it doesn't happen that way, but thank you, Hannah, for sending that note in. Let's see. Don't do the game thing again. That was boring. Okay. Well, all right. Thanks. Can you do a show where you have an LRC discussion between Dean, Justin, and Daryl Richeson? Okay, we'll put that in the idea hopper there. Many years ago, your station was part of a fundraising effort to get a man from the Middle East and his family to Fargo. He had helped and befriended our National Guard that was finding and disarming roadside bombs. What was his name? Oh, I remember that too. That was Scott would have a better answer on that, so maybe that. Maybe that's the way to do it there. You need to listen to what Mike Lindell says about DeSantis. Just we need another criminal running for president. Really, Ron DeSantis is a criminal? I've not heard that before, but okay. And what else?
Who's saying that?
Have?
Mike Lindell?
Yeah, Mike Lindell says about DeSantis.
I haven't seen anything about that.
Just what we need is another criminal running for president. So here's what's going to happen in the primary. You're going to have people, just like we see in general elections, if you are really staunchly behind, say, DeSantis or Tim Scott or Donald Trump, you are going to try to find fault with the other Republican candidates. And if you want to fault some of their policy decisions or some of the past evidences of things that they've done as governor or whatever, that's fine and that's fair. But I hope that it doesn't get to be this no-holds-barred food fight on the Republican side, because at some point we're going to have to coalesce around somebody. So I've seen things out there like Ron DeSantis locked up all the schools in Florida. That's not true, you guys. It's not. And you hurt your ability to have a rational argument with people who want to have one when you say things that are clearly not true. You can say, I love Donald Trump and he's my only choice. That's fine, and you can just leave it there. You don't have to try to take down somebody with something that's not true or something that's immensely exaggerated. There's no sense in doing that. You're not going to convince anybody of your position if you do that. When this is all said and done, I hope we can all look at each other on the Republican side and say, okay, yep, that was a good battle. Shake hands, move on. Whoever loses, send your candidates to vote for the person who gets nominated, and we go along with it. But, I mean, let's be let's have some integrity here for this whole thing. Another text has come in. It's sad Biden is the best the Democrats have to run for president. Yeah, I don't think he's the best. I really don't. I, as a Republican, as a conservative, I'm much more scared of Gavin Newsom. I think he's slick. I think he's sharp. I think he's intelligent. I don't like his value system. I don't like much about how he governs, but I think he's an intelligent IQ guy. And he would be dangerous to me. Joe Biden feels like, I believe that DeSantis can beat Biden. I believe that Trump could beat Biden as well, but it's going to be a tougher slog. We're going to see. All right. Well, thanks for being with me here today. Kev, thanks for all the good work.
You bet, buddy. Good to have you back.
It was a fun show.
We'll do it again tomorrow, huh?
We will do it again tomorrow. Yes, here on AM 11 or The Flag, WZFG, and AM 1090 KTGO. Have a great day, friend. Charlie Kirk coming up next. Have a great one.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA, Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.